Well, it's time now for our press review, and for that I'm joined now in the studio by Deeptika Laurent. Hi, Deepti.
Hi, Axie.
You're focusing on the very first day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. It wrapped up on Monday night with an almost one-hour-long speech by President Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right, and he did make everyone wait for that speech because he took to the stage quite late. His swan song, that's how some of the press are describing his speech there. Politico calls it a forceful farewell by President Joe Biden, who gave a speech that he never thought he'd be giving at the convention just some months ago. And in that lengthy speech, he did indeed spend a lot of time highlighting all the things that he's achieved, he and Kamala Harris, his vice president, have achieved in the past 4 years, also taking direct swipes at Donald Trump at different points, calling him a sucker, calling him a loser as well. The Washington Post also looking at this, noting here that, picking up on the fervor that permeated this event. Indeed, the Democrats have been infused with a lot of excitement since Joe Biden stepped down and Kamala Harris took his spot. USA Today also has this article here written by Rex Hupke, a columnist who says that really all this fervor and excitement that has infused the Democrats right now in the lead up to the elections is thanks to Joe Biden. The Democrats can also thank Joe Biden for Donald Trump's flailing presidential campaign, paying tribute, this columnist pays tribute essentially to what he calls arguably one of the most selfless decisions in American political history, that decision by Joe Biden to stand down, actually.
And what then, Deepti, of the reaction in the more conservative American press today?
Well, it's interesting because actually let's stay with USA Today because they have that article that I just mentioned. They also have another article, and indeed their opinion section is truly open to all, because this is written by Nicole Russell, and it's quite a different viewpoint from this columnist here, who she essentially, she says that the convention trotted out Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to gaslight voters about Harris. She calls Democrats a dishonest mess. She calls him a hot mess as well, and says that the Harris-Waltz ticket advocates far-left policies while it claims to help middle and lower income households in the U.S., it is in reality just going to increase government spending. So that was that viewpoint there. The Washington Times, another conservative paper, goes to great lengths to talk about how, to play down Kamala Harris's rise in the polls. The paper explaining that it's not really due to Donald Trump voters switching camps. It's more due to formerly reluctant Democratic voters who are now saying they will actively vote for her. But they do note, however, that it has been enough to rewrite the narrative of the electoral race. And here in the Wall Street Journal, it also focuses on Hillary Clinton's speech, a revenge speech, as the Wall Street Journal puts it, because Hillary Clinton really is being seen as having paved the way for Kamala Harris's nomination. Of course, Hillary Clinton was unable to break that metaphorical glass ceiling. Many are hoping that Kamala Harris will be able to do it.
Well, moving on to another story today, Deepti. Several people are missing after a super yacht sunk off the coast of Sicily in Italy.
Yeah, that's right, and it's dominating the British papers today, Haxi. This is from Daily Express. Tycoon and daughter missing in that yacht tragedy. The tycoon in question is Mike Lynch, a British tech entrepreneur, sometimes who's been compared in the past to Bill Gates. As of now, he's missing, as well as his 18-year-old daughter. It comes after the yacht that they were traveling in sank off the coast of Sicily on Monday. 22 people were on board, and the vessel was anchored offshore when it was hit by a tornado, an oceanic tornado. Lynch was most known for founding Autonomy, a software firm that was eventually sold to Hewlett-Packard for $11 billion. And actually, he spent a good part of the last decade fighting fraud allegations in court. And reportedly, they were celebrating his legal victory when this tragedy happened. The British Daily Mirror also focusing on this, but from the perspective of another person who was on board that yacht, this incredible story here of this mum who was able to save her baby. Her name is Charlotte Galansky. She actually lost sight of her baby when that tragedy struck, she was able to grab her baby and then hold her infant baby above water until a lifeboat was inflated. So some pretty terrifying stuff on that yacht there.
And Deepti, finally from you, a new study shows that no body hair seems to be the growing trend among a lot of men this summer.
Yeah, that's right. And apparently it's a trend that's been gaining a lot of steed in recent years. So if you're wondering why you're hardly seeing a hair on a male torso at the beach this summer, you'll know why.
Someone's been watching very closely.
Yeah, exactly.
At least someone's got to do it, didn't you?
Exactly,
that's
right.
Got you.
Apparently, to quote this writer from The Telegraph, 70s fashion may be making a comeback, but 70s hair is definitely not. More and more men across Europe are shaving it all off, chest, legs, back, arms, everything. And the paper explains that one Australian study actually showed that there's a lot of social pressure among young men that pushes them to take off, to remove their body hair. But, you know, removing male body hair is also rooted in history, from the ancient Greeks and Egyptians to even cavemen. You might remember in the mid-90s, David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo were also responsible for a rise of taking their hair off. According to one waxing expert in this article, the most painful part of the body is the chest, not the body part I thought would be the most painful to get.
No, I'm with you on that one, Deepti. And on that note, that is all we have time for right now. Thank you very much for watching. Do stay tuned. More news coming up in just a few minutes' time right here on France 24.